Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one, the possibility of a third impeachment. That's a prediction coming from President Trump today. He just talked to House Republicans about a message and political game plan for the year ahead. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has the new details.
President Trump told House Republican lawmakers today that if Republicans don't win the midterms and Democrats take control, then he'll get impeached.
But you got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be... I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached.
The president said he believes Republican policies are better than Democrats right now and seem to question polls.
And it doesn't make sense because we've had the most successful year probably in the history. They say.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
House Democrats impeached Trump twice during his first term and the Senate acquitted him both times.
Well, the country's biggest tech expo is underway from Las Vegas, with some of the biggest companies in the world unveiling their latest plans to modernize the world. ABC's Sophie Flay has the latest.
And this year, it's all about robots. From robots that dance to K-pop songs, to ones that will destroy you at chess, even ones that will do your laundry, eventually. But tech giant NVIDIA is more concerned with cars that can think for themselves. The chipmaker, the largest in the world thanks to the AI boom, now announcing its own autonomous vehicle software, setting up a major rivalry with another major tech company.
Yeah, talking about Tesla and Alphabet here. Alphabet is the parent company of Google, which owns and operates Waymo. They're the front runners in the autonomous vehicle world. Tesla collecting real-world data from its fleet of existing vehicles. You think of Tesla as a car company? Well, no, it's really more of a software company, right? It's mapping the world with every one of their vehicles on the street. Local companies with a presence at CES this year include Mercury Marine and Oshkosh Corporation. They won an award last year, so they're trying to bring the world of AI and autonomy into some of their monster vehicles for waste disposal and even military. So really interesting stuff. In fact, we're going to talk with their CMO, Brian Brandt, coming up at about 2:35. But Oshkosh Corporation with another major presence at CES.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm still waiting for a robot to clean the shower.
Yeah, just fold my laundry. I'm cool with that.
See, I don't mind folding laundry, I'd be down for that. I just mind.
With the grout and everything. That's tough.
Like, come on, get in the corner there. Do it again. All right. Well, number three, a big announcement today from the commissioner of NASCAR. Steve Phelps is resigning. NASCAR is the top racing series in the U.S., and Phelps has been with the organization for more than 20 years. His resignation comes amid serious backlash.
Steve Phelps' days as commissioner appeared numbered after inflammatory texts of his were revealed during an antitrust trial brought by two race teams. In the texts, he called Hall of Fame team owner Richard Childress a stupid redneck who needs to be taken out back and flogged. Phelps apologized to Childress and tried to move beyond the controversy and the trial last month.
I'm trying my hardest, both a fan as well as the commissioner of this sport that I've loved since I was 5 years old.
Phelps will step down at the end of the month. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The founder of Bass Pro Shops, an ardent supporter of NASCAR, was among those demanding Phelps be removed as commissioner.